Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Week is halfway done. Congratulations. Made it to Wednesday on K-Rock, Klein Alley Shows. We're wrapping up the month of May, heading into June gloom.
Woo!
Make it worth your while this morning on K-Rock. 4 tickets for you to go to Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles, coming up at 9, and then every hour thereafter. Also got the lineup right here for a food festival / comedy festival. It'll be taking place called Belly Laughs, where funny meets flavor, July 12th and 13th. Tickets for that coming up later this morning, and Margaret Cho will be joining us. We will pay respects to the penny and some penny claims court to get to. Excuse me, some petty claims court to get to later this hour.
Penny claims court is a very different segment.
We got a lot of complaints from time to time about things that happen on the show. Yesterday, it was a woman that was very angry about us, our discussion of Jake doing Molly. Remember, Jake tried Molly, and we talked about it, and
woman did called, Molly with a lesbian and then got to make out with her.
Yeah, we talked about it on the air, and the woman got upset because, you know, kids were in the car, and I get it. And I don't think that this show is, I wouldn't call this show a family-friendly show. I mean, sure, it's family-friendly. We all have families. We go home to families at the end of every day. Omar is actually probably the world's greatest dad. But,
oh, you're kind.
The reality is the show is intended for, I don't know, cool kids maybe?
Or people who...
adults, not this woman.
Don't mind
hey,
having uncomfortable
I'm Molly. I'm going to social media to tell everyone that you talked about Molly. You drive my young children to school every day and had no problems when you talked about alcohol, cocaine, weed, or shrooms. But talking about Molly is just crossing the line. Oh, my God, how dare you?
Very upset. Very upset. Now, that woman. Now, meanwhile, we did get a call from a listener of ours that listens in another state, and he says that their entire family has become a Klein Alley Show family.
Sweet divots. Josh in Salt Lake. Me and my boy. Total Klein Alley family over here. And me and my youngest boy are super jealous because my older boy called and talked to Secondhand Cindy on the air, and, like, he said he would never smoke, and then Omar called him a pussy. And it's, like, the funniest thing ever. I always... call my boy a pussy because Omar did, and me and my other boy are super jealous, dude. So, Omar, can you call me a pussy, please? Josh in Salt Lake. Pussy!
All right, well said.
I don't do requests.
Yeah, Omar doesn't do requests.
You got to earn your pussy.
Yeah, you're just a loser, okay? You're a loser, dad of the pussy. But we do have the complaint call that many people have wanted to hear, that maybe they missed it, but they saw all the interesting reaction on social media yesterday afterwards, and we'll give it a listen in a second. This woman, I don't know if she ever put up the post, Allie.
She has made contact.
Oh, she has?
Yes.
Oh.
Wait, contact is not posting, right?
Well, she's been emailing.
Oh, corporate? Mm-hmm. She's been telling on us to our bosses?
Yes. She's a, quote, disappointed longtime listener.
Perhaps you weren't listening. This happened yesterday late in the show. But we'll take a listen to the complaint that everyone's still talking about now. There's so many calls about it on the GOAT line. We'll do that in exactly 2 minutes after this one from Jimmy Eat World. Good question on the text line. What percentage of your day is... spent dealing with people that are complaining about you? It's a good percentage of the day. Because if it doesn't happen on the air live like it did yesterday, it happens after the fact, or we have to go to meetings about stuff, or the boss will say, hey, we got these emails about this. What are they talking about? Or please delete that entire episode and pretend it never happened. We got that recently
and
as well.
And if you really want to have a clear picture, the moment where Klein and I have to explain what we said on the air to then get that reaction is embarrassing every time.
Yeah. And I just got another email about some sort of a BS meeting we have to have with the lawyers to go over some. Did you guys get that too, or is that just me?
Oh.
I got that yesterday.
It was when is that?
Third and final warning. I don't know. I missed it, I guess. Vanessa, you know when that is? We have to do something with the lawyers again?
I didn't get that.
Oh, great.
Yeah, but you said we had to have some kind of a meeting with the lawyers.
Yeah, but I didn't get the calendar invite.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Cool. So I don't know.
I want to be Vanessa Switchies.
I'm going to say I didn't get it either. Forget I just mentioned that.
We'll just blame you.
I didn't get it either. This guy gets it, and then we'll play this complaint call. But, I mean, this guy seems to at least understand what it is we do.
Sweet Dibbitt, Klein Alley Show. Good morning, Los Angeles. Netbanger shout out. Listen, I heard you guys caught some bogus BS hate on the phone line yesterday. And although that legitimately was hilarious, I feel the need to set the record straight here because the truth is you guys are gold, as I love to say. You're so gold, in fact, that I tune in every single day from faraway Boston, Massachusetts, hashtag grow the show, because after a nationwide search on my part to literally dozens and dozens of stations and shows, I 100% believe you guys are the best in the business.
This guy sounds like he's AI or something. He's saying such nice things that I don't believe it to be real. He is from Boston, though, so I assume.
Sounds like a higher-up corporate who doesn't mean what he says.
Right. It does feel
you
like...
You guys, the content is amazing.
Right. I've looked at dozens of shows, and this one's decent. But thank you for defending us.
I say that as a strangely huge fan of terrestrial radio, although I don't historically care for the morning zoo format in general, because most morning shows are tedious crap. But with Klein Alley, the bits are always so good. The crew is perfect. The show schedule is smart.
He's got to be
fake.
Am I
in a meeting already?
It feels like we're in a meeting. This is not good. Anyway, the guy originally called to defend us because yesterday we received this call in the middle of the show. Perhaps you missed it. It was a woman who was very upset after hearing about Jake's date with the lesbian and the drugs. And I know that some people are in the process of dropping their kids off at school right now. And I recommend you turn it up. Because I think that this will teach them a very valuable lesson about life and dating in the year 2025. And here's what happened yesterday.
Hi. I was just listening to K-Rock right now. And they were talking about how one of them went on a date. And she gave him Molly. And it was a fantastic drug. And it was a great date. And I have my kids in the car. And I had to change it real quick. He's going to junior high. And he just heard taking f***ing Molly drugs is a great time, and it gives you a great feeling, and he had a great date because of it, and they started kissing after they took Molly because it made him feel good. So I don't appreciate on the radio saying how taking drugs is cool and it gives you a good feeling.
Is this a complaint call?
Yes.
Oh, I got to transfer to that department. I don't handle complaints. Hold on 1 second, okay? I'm sorry. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, K-Rock Compliments Line. May I help you?
Okay. You're the third person I've spoken to, and you just said compliments line, but where are the complaint line?
Oh, okay. So this is not a compliment. It's a complaint?
I was listening to K-Rock right now. I always do. I take my kids to school in the morning, and they're having a discussion about going on a date with a girl. She's a lesbian, and she had Molly.
So you're complaining about lesbians. Molly. I'm sorry. That's a different line. Please hold.
Okay.
K-Rock, this is the compliance line. What's your issue?
She's passing me back and forth. Now I'm talking to you again.
I've never spoken to you. I just started here about 3 minutes ago.
Oh, I'm talking. I have a complaint.
Oh, complaint. Got it. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, complaints.
Hi. You're the fifth person I've spoken to, but I was listening to K-Rock this morning and I have a complaint. Are you the individual to speak to?
Are you complaining about the complaint line or do you have a complaint?
I have a complaint of what I heard on K-Rock this morning.
Go ahead.
They were talking about going on a date and the date gave one of the hosts Molly, and it was a great drug.
And who? I'm sorry, who's Molly? My Molly. Can you spell that for me?
M-O-L-L-Y. Mm-hmm. Molly is a drug.
Oh, it's a hell of a drug. Have you ever had it?
My kids were in the car. It's not funny. Said it's a great drug.
I'm going to need you to calm down with your language.
You're taking us. Okay, you know what? Please take this complaint down. We have kids in the car.
You know what? Not only will I take this down, I'm actually going to pass it to my supervisor. Please hold.
Supervisor.
What's your name?
Supervisor Steve.
Okay, I'm going to post this on social, Supervisor Steve, because I'm getting f***ed around and getting passed around. So you guys either, or I'm going to blast you on social media. So you guys are f***ing me around, passing me to each other.
I don't know what you're referring to. This is the first time I've heard about this.
No, you said you got on. So what's your name?
Supervisor Steve.
Okay.
Is there a complaint? Someone says here, passed along a note that you have an issue with a girl named Molly, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Is it a girl? Molly can be a girl. They were talking about drugs this morning on live radio.
No.
They were talking about Molly. Taking Molly is a fantastic drug. Don't do it. I'm going to post you guys on social if you guys keep f***ing around with me and passing me to each other.
Let me put you through to our social media department. They can help you with that post. Hold on, please.
Hey, girl, social media, what's up?
Don't post on live radio that taking drugs is cool.
Okay, well, if you post, just make sure to tag us at K-Rock at Klein Alley Show, okay? Okay? Molly? Bitch.
K-Rock, we're going to get into petty claims court in just a moment. You'll become an instant jury, and we need your opinions about a couple that is fighting about something that may seem small. So small, it's petty, and you will help determine who's right and who's wrong, and will this relationship stay together or break up forever. But before we can even do that, based on that complaint call and all of the controversy over the last 24 hours, we feel obligated to do a little PSA so that any of the kids that are listening now understand the actual dangers and the seriousness of drug use. And usually we wouldn't stop down the show for this, but in this particular case, I think it's worthy of us sharing this message with you. Hey, it's Klein and Alley, and we want to talk to you about something serious, and that is the dangers of drugs and drug addiction.
Specifically, the drug Molly, which can be very harmful to you and the people around you.
We don't think it's something that you should dabble in, although this mom clearly disagrees.
Taking f***ing Molly drugs is a great time, and it gives you a great feeling.
We may joke on the show, but it's no joking matter. Drugs are bad, unless you're this lady.
Taking drugs is cool, and it gives you a good feeling.
So if this is your mom...
He had a great date because of it, and they started kissing after they took Molly because it made him feel good.
You should seek help, because clearly you are addicted to Molly.
Molly is bad. Don't listen to that woman.
And she had Molly. Molly. And it was a great drug.
The more you know. Thank you, lady, and hopefully you get the help you see so desperately
need. I liked
it. All right, now let's move on. Do you feel better now, Allie?
I do.
Okay, good.
I'm glad that we got that message out, especially when those kiddos are listening, right, Klein?
Yeah, and by the way, what a mess.
We should try to get that lady help.
What a message. Oh, man, I've lost it.
We should totally fund, like, an intervention team to come to our house.
I'd like to say...
No, I was calling because I don't like it as they're dragging her out.
That's what they all say, lady.
Denial.
626, I'm listening to this call with my kids, 8 and 13. We are cracking up, making memories with K-Rock. And my kids always is a good time. Well, listen, that's the goal. We bring families together. Look, and then we tear them apart. Right?
The thing is, you can have a conversation with your kid.
Yeah.
Okay? That's okay.
Yeah.
And maybe it might be an uncomfortable conversation,
sure.
Or you might have to teach them something.
Sure.
It's, I know, a crazy thought to some people, yeah. But
well,
you
listen,
can't control what they hear.
You cannot
just let them do Molly.
Yeah.
It's fun.
But only with lesbians.
Right.
Yeah.
Only that is the most important. And remember, if you remember anything we've talked about, they remember this.
And she had Molly. Molly. And it was a great drug.
All right. Well, that's what the mommy says. Not us. I'm going to call and complain to her. Get her number, Vanessa. I got to call. She's
sick freak.
She's messing my head up now. Now, I want to do some
we
Molly.
We should call her and complain about her.
Let's get into it. It's a courtroom battle that will be taking place over the airwaves, and we need you as a jury. It is time for Petty Claims Court.
In the legal system, cases are tried from Supreme Courts to small claims court.
But what about stuff that's too small for small claims court? This is Petty Claims Court.
I'm shocked, by the way. The gavel's in here on time and everything. What an exciting day to be here in the courtroom. Petty Claims Court's about to begin. We know there's a lot of trials going on. Mostly the Diddy one. Later this morning, we'll try the Diddy cheeseburger, which apparently is a cheeseburger covered in applesauce. That's how he orders his cheeseburgers, and we'll see if it's any good. High voltage food review later this morning. But right now, we've got a couple that is fighting about something very small, and you will determine who's right and who's wrong, and potentially this will be game over for the relationship, or maybe it brings them closer together. So let's say hi to Chelsea, who has brought her boyfriend, I believe, to Petty Claims Court. Husband. Hey, Chelsea, you're married?
Yes, married.
Good morning. Thank you for being on with us and letting us decide your fate. What is the issue going on with your husband before we bring him on to defend himself?
This has been going on for 3 years now, ever since we got our dog. Every morning he takes them for a walk, and for some reason, it becomes my problem that they're not pooping for him. Why is this my problem? Please, someone tell me. Can we get to the bottom of why this is my fault that they don't want to poop?
So let me get this straight. Who's taking the dogs out in the morning? You are or he is?
He is.
He is. And the dogs do not go to the bathroom, and you believe the walk does not end until they've gone, made number two, right? That's kind of the general consensus of being a dog owner?
Yes, exactly.
And when you walk them, and I don't know how often you do that, do they go with you and just not with him?
I mean, I go every night, and they seem to go poop every night with me, so I have no issues.
It's funny because I will oftentimes get yelled. If I take my dog for a walk and I come back, my wife's first question is almost always, did he poop? And I don't know why she's so concerned about it. And if I say no, she will tell me, go back out. The walk is not over. And I'm like, well, the walk's over. We did our lap. He didn't have to go. So if he has to go eventually, he'll
You did your lap? You only do one lap?
Sometimes it's a long lap. Sometimes I go a whole block.
How long is this walk?
Mine, a block, sometimes two. I mean,
how many minutes?
I mean, that's even my thought on this. Like, my husband walks the dog for a mile. If he doesn't want to poop, he doesn't want to poop. Why are you forcing it? Like, let the dog live its life.
Okay. So, and he's upset because he feels there needs to be a poop. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Okay. Let me bring your husband on to defend himself. A lot of couples fight about it. They find new things to fight about, which is kind of interesting. There's so many new ways to fight and disagree.
Well, and anybody with animals, I feel like it's similar to parenting, right? You're going to have different styles. And if your significant other isn't adopting your style, then there's a problem.
Aaron, you're the go-to dog walker in the relationship?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what is the issue you have this was her dog first, or you guys got the dog together?
We got the dog together.
And what type of dog are we talking about?
We got another one.
Oh, you have two dogs?
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's not weird.
But no, two is fine. Three would be an issue, Allie, but once again, they're dogs, so it's kind of cool.
Three would not be an issue.
If there
someone
were cats,
had three dogs, you'd be like, whatever, you're an animal lover.
Weird freak like Allie over there. Right, so whatever. You have two dogs, and you take them for the walks. What percentage of the time?
Almost, I would say 75% of the time.
And this is every morning for about a mile? That's what Chelsea said. Does that sound right?
Yeah, a mile. We live by a hiking trail, so when I get home from work in the morning, because I work long shifts at the hospital, first thing I do before I do anything else is I take the dogs for a walk.
And who gets mad? Well, I don't understand what the issue is. She's getting mad at you because they are not pooping, or you're getting mad at her because you take them for these long...
I get mad at her because I think she's just not giving them enough exercise, and I judge a dog's health by their poop.
Chelsea, so. Is this news to you?
Yeah, I give them enough exercise. I mean, they're 150-pound dogs. I can only do so much with these dogs.
You don't do anything. If you come home from work, the last thing you want to do is play with them. I sleep 4 hours a day, and I do majority of the work, and she knows it.
Are you're a nurse?
I'm a respiratory therapist.
Okay. Oh, wow, okay.
Very cool, Merce.
This is where Petty Claims Court gets good, because then you start realizing that the other person is mad about something that you didn't even realize,
right.
And then you're like, you think what now?
Yeah.
And it elevates it.
Hey, listen, I'm living a very similar situation. My wife has actually floated the idea of getting a second dog, and I said, and she goes, dogs are so easy to take care of, and I said, but you haven't done anything with the first dog. She doesn't do... As soon as it gets even a little dark outside, she goes, well, it's a little dark out. You got to take the dog out. I can't go out there as a lady. I'm like, what are we talking about here? What world are we living in?
She should feel empowered enough to walk in a safe neighborhood with a dog, I would think.
That's what I would think. But there is an interesting battle as to who's responsible. So you feel that you are taking over most of the dog responsibilities, correct? And if the dog was getting more exercise, it would poop more, or you wouldn't feel obligated to take it for a mile-long walk. Is that what we're talking about?
I feel like it would just be, it would go more regularly, like... I mean, I'm not comparing dogs to humans, but yeah, if you exercise, you tend to be more regular.
Mm-hmm. But you rush the dogs. It's not even fair. You can sit on the toilet for 30 minutes while you're going through the reels, and you sit there on your toilet, and you sit there for hours, and you don't even let the dog, poop normally. You, rush him.
This is coming from someone who goes maybe once every 3 days.
Okay, we're not talking about my poop now. Okay, we're not talking about mine.
I think we are, actually. But okay.
Wow,
all right.
Well, this is very interesting.
I think that there is some real feelings in this petty claims court. It may seem petty, but it seems like they're bringing all of their relationship woes to the issue of the dogs.
Wow.
And the dogs is kind of peeling back the layers on other stuff happening.
And
once again,
what?
The jury will decide in moments. You'll have 10 seconds closing arguments. If you're listening to this argument right now, you got Chelsea, you got Aaron. How long have you guys been married?
Almost 2 years.
Oh, I wasn't even sure they were agreed on that.
So almost 2 years of marriage, and we'll find out if they make it to three when you vote for who's right and who's wrong in this petty claims court.
And Klein, you know, because you're a dog owner, dogs feel stress.
Yes.
And I think that the dogs are picking up on the stress, the poop stress of this couple.
Mm-hmm.
So he's spending an hour on the toilet pooping, she's pooping every 3 days, and they're arguing about it, and then the dogs are like, well, what's going on with me? They're rushing me to poop. Now I'm not pooping. Now I am.
Chelsea,
I don't know what to do anymore.
Chelsea, you'd like us to not discuss your bowel movements on this case at all. Is that correct?
I mean, that'd be nice.
All right, let's
inadmissible in court?
Let's go ahead and pull that off the record or whatever. We could have a whole different case about that. Regardless if Chelsea goes once every 3 days and she's feeling all backed up, that's irrelevant to the case here. We're talking about the dogs. Meanwhile, Aaron feels that the dogs, he's almost like a Dr. Oz. Remember Dr. Oz was always obsessed with poop health? He believes that The only way to tell if a dog is healthy is based on their poop habits. And this guy's walking the dogs after working overnight shifts as a male nurse at the hospital. And the dogs are not going after a mile-long walk. He thinks that's an indication they're not getting any exercise during the day. The text line is already heated about this.
Yeah, 831 said, I am literally wiping my dogs from their morning walk right now. And what time are the dogs going out? Because this could be a timing issue. Dogs are very regular.
Yes.
They need to crap at the same time every single day. A lot of times they need to eat their breakfast, then crap. So is there an issue with the schedule? Is it consistent?
100% consistent. I am clockwork with these.
And Chelsea, are you?
Walk and he didn't poop.
And Chelsea, are you consistent
with the walks and the feeding? Yes.
How about with your poops, Chelsea? That's back in the case.
We're not talking about that.
Okay. Here's the thing.
How much fiber are you getting,
Chelsea? Dogs have a way of knowing when you're in a hurry to go somewhere, when you need them to go to the bathroom, like before you're getting on a plane or whatever it is. We're late for dinner. We got to take the dog out first.
They can feel that anxiety and they feel rushed.
They feel it and they know when you're watching them going, I need you to poop. And they will do that thing where they sniff. They're about to get in the position. Then something distracts them and they go, oh, I forgot what I was doing. And then they move on.
They'll investigate a spot for a while.
Yeah,
and then walk away. It's frustrating.
It's so frustrating. The amount of time I spend waiting for my dog to poop does feel like it's never ending. And so this is an interesting battle. And once again, if you're just joining us, we need you to vote. You'll be a jury right now. The first 100 votes will determine who's right and who's wrong. But you will each get 10 more seconds to make your case to try to go ahead and curry some favor with the jury. Chelsea, you get to go first since you brought your husband here to petty claims court. 10 seconds to make your case one more time for the voting jury. Go ahead.
I just feel like this is not my fault. He just needs to get the dog some time, or the dog will poop later. Everything will be okay, and this is not my fault.
The dogs ever have accidents in the house or no?
No.
Okay, so that's something I don't need to worry about. Aaron, 10 seconds, closing arguments. Go ahead.
We have very allergic dogs. Gut health is very important. I put a lot of time and effort into this. And I feel like she just needs to exercise them more and everything will be okay. Because she doesn't even want to take them around the block like you do.
All right.
323 said someone needs to take Chelsea on a walk.
All right, relax. Everyone just calm down. We'll take the votes right now to the text line. 800-520-1067.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, the verdict is here. Allie's adding up the votes on the text line, 800-520-1067. We're about to get to the ruling, the verdict of Petty Claims Court, which is why the gavel is here in the K-Rock studios. If you're just joining us, we met Chelsea, and Chelsea has put in the claim against her husband of 2 years, Aaron. She believes that he is constantly putting pressure on their two dogs to poop. He is coming back from these walks. The dogs haven't gone. She's not happy about that. Meanwhile, he says she's not giving him any sort of workout during the day. And the only way to tell if a dog is healthy or not is based on their poop, their schedule. And we didn't really talk about consistency so much, but you can go ahead and paint that on your own picture on that. There's a lot of different thoughts about this. So we'll start with Brian, and then we'll go up and down the text line and decide who's right and who's wrong. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I think it's Chelsea's fault. I think she's punishing the dogs because she can't go every 3 days and she's not feeding them while he's at work.
Okay, so you believe Chelsea is somehow holding a grudge against the dogs because they're so regular.
She's like, ha ha, you don't get to poop.
My wife, when we will take my dog out together, he will almost always poop. And she has said that she is so jealous. I don't know what it is, this poop envy that some women have, where she goes, I don't understand. Every time this guy goes for a walk, he will poop. And she's like, I'm so jealous about that.
Yeah, I understand that.
I don't get it.
Because if you're not that regular, and you know the feeling when you actually do finally, and you're like, oh, so satisfying. You just want to feel that every day.
Hey, Sam, there's a lot of thoughts on the text line. Both Chelsea and Aaron are getting a ton of votes, but we will, Allie's adding them up. We'll announce the winner in just a moment, and then they'll have bragging rights for the remainder of their relationship together, which may not be that long. Sam, what are your thoughts? You've heard both arguments.
Honestly, I think Chelsea's kind of wrong, and she's also jealous of her dogs, too.
She's jealous. Interesting. People are.
I have a senior dog. He's 14 years old. He goes morning and he goes night. He's regular. You know, you got to take him out all the time.
Yeah, but for whatever reason.
You know, 213 said, I had to go to therapy with my husband so he could understand that I could not walk our 60-pound Chow Chow Pitbull lab mix. The dog was too strong and pulled me once and I fell and hit my head on the pavement. And for this reason, my vote is for Chelsea. So people do have passionate sides on they have a passionate opinion about either side. 714 said, I think that Aaron is bringing his stress home from work and he wants to get some sleep and the dog sense that, so Chelsea wins. It is a flawless victory.
All right, guys, we're going to give you the official ruling in a moment. Chelsea, you're there? Aaron, you're there?
Yeah, we're here. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing your relationship to petty claims court. Already you seem madder at each other than you were at the beginning of this. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm a little annoyed.
Okay. Great.
You are. You always are.
Oh, boy. We've done our job here at K-Rock. Okay, so if you're in a relationship and you have an issue that may seem small, too small for small claims court, we're happy to battle it out over the airwaves, let the general public decide who's right, who's wrong. In the case of Chelsea versus Aaron and the dog that is being rushed that doesn't need to poop, Allie, how does the jury rule?
Okay, I'm scared to read the verdict. Aside from the guy who thinks that Aaron is a little too obsessed with bowel movements and is possibly into scat play, I'm going to go ahead and read the verdict.
Aaron definitely has some German DNA, am I right? All right, go ahead.
He's really into it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of opinions about the dogs specifically and how big they are, because when dogs are that big, they don't actually need as much exercise as you think because they get tired very easily. And if they're pooping on a daily basis, everything is already fine. So, Chelsea, you have won this edition of Petty Claims Court.
Wow.
Because if the dogs are pooping, everything's fine. No one has to be mad at anybody or get divorced over this.
Chelsea, I don't know how this happened. I didn't see it going this way, but Allie has added up the votes. Congratulations. You've beaten your own husband.
Yep, he's probably pissed off about it, too.
He didn't poop this morning, by the way.
Oh, okay.
All right, great. Wonderful. Well, I'll let you guys continue this. you guys think this relationship is going to be able to stay together, or...
Yeah, through thick and thin and poop and all.
All right. Beautiful.
That's commitment.
That's a nice balance.
You gonna stay
right
together?
There.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's one of those petty claims. Usually there's a winner and a loser in petty claims court. Sometimes it just feels like everyone lost. That was one of those times.
It kind
of
made me sad.
We have to take a quick break. When we get back, the show continues.
We can cleanse.
Belly laughs, a night of funny and flavor, and we'll make that happen for you, plus so much more after this. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. We'll get into your news, then a brand new hour officially can begin. Congratulations. It's Wednesday. I know today is one of those days. The whole week feels off. Hopefully you had a long weekend, and as a result, a short week. And already people are in a better mood. Tomorrow, the prequend is already here. And then just like that, a brand new month can begin. And summer sets in. You should be in good spirits, hopefully. I think later today is the day we unveil our summer bucket list. Omar's got this little thing he does with his daughters every year. Uh-huh. So that they actually accomplish some stuff over the summer. And he's going to try to use that on us, Allie. So we can actually make this a summer where we do things. We will share with you our very own summer bucket list coming up later this morning, and you can join us on that. But first, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
All right. As school ends and summer begins, it means one thing. Parties. Lots of them. Probably involving Molly, but don't do that, right?
Right.
And when your party gets broken up by the cops, I feel like that's one set of bragging rights, right? You feel like, okay, I had a good party because the cops came. But if it makes the news, you're in a whole other league. And there have been a couple party breakup stories that have been making the news this week. One of the backyard parties that was thrown by All-American Rejects got shut down by the cops recently. But the cool thing about that is the cop was a longtime fan and said, hey, you can play one more song before I shut this thing down. Then there was this party in downtown L.A. where they took over a rooftop, shot fireworks in the air, and then threw bottles at the cops when they arrived.
Yeah. And they all started going up.
So they opened up this gate.
Yes.
Hundreds of people swarmed the roof after he saw a man break through the lock on this gate.
So they had a party. It was going so well, they decided to break through the locks of a gate in a nearby building and move the party to the rooftop so that they could shoot fireworks.
On social media, fireworks could be seen shooting in the air during a punk rock show.
Oh!
The crowd got aggressive, throwing bottles and firebombs at police and launching fireworks at their helicopter.
I know. Bottles, firebombs and shooting stuff at the helicopters.
Some in the crowd also stopped a pair of Metro trains, tagging them inside and out. They also vandalized the shopping center and a nearby elementary school.
Ooh, I mean,
that's a party.
That had everything.
That is all, everything going on.
And also, let's stop the Metro bus!
That's crazy, man.
Tag it!
I mean, that started as just a good old-fashioned round of gunshot or firework, and then it turned into a full-blown rager.
Yeah,
out of control, good party. When you're in the middle of that, that's always fun to be at, but never fun when you were the one who started it, because then you're on the hook.
Yeah, but you also,
when
there becomes so many people, you don't really know who started it or who then moved it from wherever it started to the rooftop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when a party escalates to the point where you're like, I need to get out of this location and I need to start screwing S up somewhere.
Right.
I need to start ripping street signs down. I need to start spray tagging things. Like, that's when you know you are on another level. And then somebody who's like, I'm just going to bring these fireworks to the party and see what happens.
I was very jealous at the end of that movie, Project X, which was about a party that started, you know, that got pretty out of control pretty quickly. In the closing credits of that movie, I believe, Omar, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was Kevin and Bean, right? That were
That's
doing,
correct.
Yeah, it was like doing a live radio report of the party that went out of control.
Oh.
And that was...
It was the aftermath. It was the morning show. It was like they were talking about the party that just happened.
Yeah, it was very cool.
So that's the biggest bragging right? Is if your party gets turned into a movie.
If your party gets turned into a movie and then gets talked about on a morning radio show. nothing better than that.
Then you're cool.
Then you've made it.
All right, I know there's a lot of Harvard drama in the news right now. It seems to be an all-out war between Trump and Harvard. But I wanted to bring another Harvard story to the forefront that has probably been buried in your feed. But it is worth mentioning because it's crazy. So at Harvard Medical School, there is a morgue. And that's where the medical students can practice on cadavers. They have a morgue. That morgue is managed by a manager. The manager, whose name is Cedric Lodge, he's 57, has just pleaded guilty because he was stealing and selling human remains and body organs on the black market.
Oh, man, this is a big deal. This was not the first time this has happened this year, maybe for that person. But there was another, I believe, a local a morgue manager that was doing that as well.
A local one?
This is not the first time I've heard this story. I didn't realize there's such a high demand. I know Jake collects all that weird dead stuff and hangs it up in his office.
They're called oddities.
Well, whatever. I don't know if these people are collecting stuff for their own oddities or because they're trying to do experiments in their own house.
I don't know. They said that the maximum penalty for this guy is 10 years in prison. Whew. And he was, he pleaded guilty already to taking human remains and transporting them across state lines while selling them on the black market. And I also think that there's more demand for livers and weird organs and stuff because of that Liverkin guy.
Oh, is that why people want to eat them, you're saying?
I think that might be part of it. Who knows?
I just want a skull.
Yeah, Jake just wants them for decorative reasons, which is weird but also less weird. But other people want to eat, and then others, I would imagine... Yeah, if someone dies fresh, and I don't know if this guy had access to fresh organs, but I mean, that's when, you know, you technically, I think, still could do some sort of a transplant.
Well, yeah, if you get like a fresh one.
Right.
But then I would imagine the Harvard medical students, when they're doing their operations, they're like, wait a minute, the liver's supposed to be here.
Yeah, and that guy's going, don't worry about it.
This one doesn't have a head. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Shut up.
Well, apparently it's a big problem.
Yeah. All right, it's interesting to think of all the good and bad things that go down in parks. If you're lucky enough to live near one, I'm sure it's brought you joy, illegal joy, family joy. Maybe you had a good park nap at one point. But if you live in L.A., your park life is the worst, according to a new study. Of the 100 major metropolitan areas, Los Angeles was 90th in the most park-friendly cities. And part of that is because when you're in these condensed areas, especially low-income neighborhoods, they don't really have a lot of greenery. There's not a lot of access to parks, just like there's not a lot of access to a lot of important things, like good grocery stores and
stuff
like that.
There's liquor stores everywhere.
There's bodegas. Yeah, exactly.
We could build a park there or another liquor store. Let's do a liquor store.
A double park.
Yeah,
that's
great.
That's our park.
That's great. We'll put it right there.
Yeah.
Hey, Vanessa, as the resident child on the show, what is your favorite thing to do at a park?
I'm not a child, but if I were to go to a park, I like to walk around.
Yeah, that's not drinking 40s, mm-hmm. child.
The slide, you like the slide or the monkey bars? Or
no.
Oh, come on,
serious
Vanessa.
Face. I literally don't
the
go
seesaw?
On any
You don't
of
like
those
the seesaw?
Things.
The swings? Oh, you're a swing girl.
You're okay, totally
we're all swing people. Let's be honest.
Something a child would say.
Who doesn't love the swings?
Vanessa, do you still use the swing that's like a saddle that puts your legs right through it?
Or
you,
no.
You use the
swing. Oh, yeah, big girl.
The sitting swing.
God, hold on. Hold on to those chains.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.